It's been about a month since the Milwaukee County Parks reopened McKinley Beach. It was initially closed in 2020 after at least 4 people drowned. Since then, the beach has undergone a $1 million construction project to address erosion and riptide concerns and lower the depth of the water. But like all county beaches, McKinley Beach still has no lifeguards on duty. We'll learn about the reconstruction project and lifeguard staffing in just a moment. But first, Lake Effect's Excret Nunez caught up with a few McKinley beachgoers to hear their thoughts on the beach reopening.
My name is Elise Reinbacher, and I'm at the beach because I'm off of work and it's really nice out today. It's super chill, there's not a lot of people, and it's really cute with all the rocks and everything. I don't have any concerns, I think, just as long as you're like aware of your surroundings, that kids have parents and stuff like that. But for the most part, I've seen all children be like occupied and with parents, and then the rest of that, it's just like teenagers or adults.
Melly Lewis. We come down here often, but this is a nice part of the beach to come down to, especially with the little kids. We're just kind of dipping our feet, but you know, if we come back later this summer, which we will, we'll be really careful about actually getting in the water, but we really love it down here, so we want to give it a try, but it is definitely concerning. I know they probably wouldn't open it if there were still concerns, so right. We're happy about it.
Aaron Pratton. I love swimming, I love the water, I love taking ice baths. It's heaven to me. It is just my natural state to be in the water. The waves are great. They do push it around a little bit, but it's nothing like the ocean where it's too hard, so it is very comfortable. As long as you're careful, I don't see no concerns about that. I mean, always watch your kids, always make sure that if you are swimming, swim with people around you, make sure they know you're around, but other than that, just have a great time.
We'll now hear Lake Effect's Excret Nunez speak with Milwaukee County Parks Planning Manager Sarah Toomson and the Assistant Director of Recreation, Andrea Wallace.
Sarah, tell me about the new design of the beach.
So the new design of the beach is actually the old design of the beach. We looked back at the original construction plans for the beach, and that was one of 5 options that we studied when we looked at the situation at McKinley Beach and evaluated the possible impacts that had caused drownings and near drownings and were the reason for the closure of the beach. So when we considered all of the options available to us, which did range from full closure to reconfigurations of new beach designs, offshore jetties, establishing a wetland in place of the beach, and also considering the original design configuration of the beach, Milwaukee County elected to pursue reconfiguration of the beach as it was initially designed in the late 1980s.
Yeah, so what are the key issues that this new beach design addresses?
So what we did when we began studying McKinley Beach was we looked at the existing conditions of the beach, and we also looked at the drowning events and near drowning events that had taken place, because we were able to pinpoint those dates and look back at weather and other information to see if there was a certain situation that was present at McKinley Beach that caused more risk for swimmers. And that was a study that we did with a team of coastal engineers, landscape architects, and other planners to take a look and consider all of those possibilities. There are many things that happen at McKinley Beach because of its unique location and configuration. And what I mean by that is there is the government pier wall, which actually reflects waves into the beach. And then there are also waves that arrive and come straight into the beach between the breakwaters. So those waves together actually form transverse waves, or waves that are in the shape of an S and can be quite complicated for an inexperienced swimmer. We also realized that we had lost a lot of sand material at the beach. And between those breakwaters where we had originally intended to have 2.5 feet of water for wading, we had over 6 feet in 2020. So through the loss of sand material and the complicating factors of the waves that were arriving at the beach, currents were the result, and unfortunately it was a risk to public safety. When we have deeper water, the wave energy is able to come up into the beach farther, and it doesn't dissipate until it's within those beach breakwaters. So that is another additional force of energy that you actually can't see with your eye when you're looking at the water and saying, will I go for a swim today? That's something that you would not be able to observe with your naked eye. So those things were present. And then just one step further, it was also observed that there is a condition that happens from time to time at McKinley Beach called a seiche. Mm-hmm. And a seiche event is when there's a vertical oscillating wave that arrives at the beach. Or the way it's been described, I've heard, is like if you had a cereal bowl and you pushed the bowl and created a wave within the milk in your cereal, there is a wave that takes place and it rocks back and forth against the side of your bowl. That actually happens within Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. So at high wind events or certain situations, you can get these seiche events that happen in Lake Michigan. And while the Great Lakes are not tidal, we do have that kind of event that also is hard to observe with your naked eye. So all of these factors combined were addressed through the design that our coastal engineer team undertook. And they used computer modeling, hydrodynamic modeling, which was really just an emerging science in the 1980s when the beach was initially designed. We were able to use that and use computers to suggest different events that could take place at the beach. And then we also went out to the site and physically used dye to put it in the water and test to see what was happening in certain conditions and use drone footage to evaluate actually what was happening within the water.
Wow. So it's really addressing so many different factors and key points of the beach and what the issues were.
Right. It's really a multitude of factors, which also makes it very hard to say what problem you need to solve to get to a safe beach. That is why we did the most we could to address all we could and bring this wading beach back to its original design, because we feel that that shallower water allows for less wave run-up and less wave energy within the beach, which keeps swimmers safer.
And so I understand that the beach was actually scheduled to open last summer. What were some of the obstacles along the way that delayed the reopening of this beach?
So as with any project on the Great Lakes, it is important that we work with the regulatory agencies to make sure that the work that we have planned is safe and permitted. And this is one of our most valued natural resources in Milwaukee. Everyone loves the lakefront. And so we did work with the Wisconsin DNR to achieve that permitting, as well as the Army Corps of Engineers. So at the beach site, there are actually two sides of it, right? There's the side that is above the waterline and then the side that is below the waterline. And those take different types of permits. So when we approached bidding and construction, we did finally resolve the elevation of our beach design that we were seeking to achieve for that summer. And we used that to create the final bid documents that went out for permitting. Some of those permits do take time. And so we had our permits to work above the waterline before we had our permits to work in the waterline. We decided to get moving and people saw a lot of action at the beach, but we did need to wait for the right permits in order to be able to move equipment into the water.
That makes sense. And I also know that the marina pier structure is there. Did that cause any obstacles or issues?
The government pier, as we call it, actually is one of the originating points of McKinley Beach. The government pier was constructed around 1892, and by cutting off those longshore currents, sand and sediment actually started to build up behind the government pier, and it was used as a beach for years and years before Milwaukee County constructed this engineered beach design in the late 1980s. So because of that location, while it likes to encourage sediment to be trapped behind that government pier, it also does reflect waves. And those waves can crash together as there are also waves that are coming straight in from Lake Michigan. And those crashing energy forces create unique currents that are problematic for the beach. So through the design of the breakwaters, it's our hope that we can dissipate most of that energy before it reaches the wading area.
Right. And like I mentioned earlier, it's been a month since the beach has reopened. How have you noticed the beach conditions improve, or have things been going smoothly?
So far, so good. We're getting positive reaction from folks who are able to enjoy the beach again. There is a lot more sand at the beach today than there was 4 years ago when we had deeper water and less sand play area. So people are enjoying that. It's a great place to bring families. We were able to do some renewals at the playground that's nearby and provide new playground surfacing. So it's a nice place to spend the day. And people have been sharing their gratefulness for being able to visit the beach again.
And Andrea, even with the increased safety measures that have been taken to create this new McKinley redesigned beach, there are still no lifeguards on duty. So why is that?
So during the pandemic, our lifeguard corps was shut down in 2020. And so it has taken us several years to rebuild. So McKinley Beach, though, has not had lifeguards in decades.
Wow.
So Bradford Beach was the last beach that we guarded, and that was in 2019. Mm-hmm. So the goal would be to, you know, grow our lifeguard corps so that we can guard those beaches at some point. But our focus has been to guard our pools and get all of our aquatic centers open, continue to open our splash pads and wading pools. So really focusing on ensuring that there's access to water within each neighborhood. And then the beach we'll focus on as we grow our lifeguard corps.
So what goes into the decision-making process of whether a pool or a beach will be staffed with lifeguards for the summer?
I think equity and access. Really, access to water is an incredibly important part of our community. So ensuring that we have our neighborhood pools open is primarily our focus right now.
And you mentioned that you're still rebuilding. Milwaukee County Parks saw a 36% increase.
36%? Woo woo.
From last year's lifeguard recruitment efforts. But that's still not all fully staffed. What's the ideal number?
The ideal number would be about 250 lifeguards. So that would be able to open all of our pools and then give us the option of looking at the beaches. Guarding open water is far different than guarding a deep well pool. So we would have a lot of work cut out for us. But once we get to that point, we would definitely look at that. So, you know, we still have a lot of work ahead of us, but we've accomplished a lot this last year. So 36% increase is huge. And we were able to open additional facilities this year with that extra staffing.
So just to clarify, you said the special number would be 250 fully staffed. What's the number that we are at right now?
We are at 136 right now.
Yeah. So what are some of the possible factors that helped boost that lifeguard recruitment this summer?
So we increased our pay. We worked with a lot of community partners. So the Milwaukee Parks Foundation, Summerfest, Wheel and Sprocket, the Brewers Community Foundation. And those community partners found it really important to donate tickets or, you know, a bike to raffle off, all sorts of things like that. So incentivize the staff, give additional bonuses. So we really think that that recruitment effort that we started back in November is why we've ended up where we are in May. And so now we're opening pools and focusing on recruiting for 2025. So we have a new recruitment coordinator within our aquatics department, and she's really focusing on getting out in the community and recruiting people who can swim or teaching people how to swim so that we have that pipeline built.
So there are no lifeguards on duty at the beach, but there are programs like Beach Ambassadors. How do projects like these help support beachgoers?
So the Beach Ambassadors go out and provide information on how to swim in open water and ways to stay safe. So you'll find them walking up and down Bradford Beach or McKinley Beach and handing out information and talking to people who are there, ensuring that you're keeping an eye on your kids and saying, hey, you know, keep them within, you know, arm's range, that sort of thing. Providing tips on how to stay safe, pointing out the safety equipment that's there. So the ring buoys, ask people, what do you do if you get into an emergency? So really just providing that information. And we work really closely with the Beach Ambassadors so that they can go out to our beaches and give that information to the public.
Absolutely. So, Sarah, before we wrap up, I'm wondering, what needs to be done to keep this beach this way, to keep this design for years to come?
A part of what we are committed to is monitoring this beach into the future. That includes plans for bathymetric or underwater surveys so that we know how much sand material is present under the water and how deep the water is. We can't control Lake Michigan's water elevation, but we can react to it. And so it's our hope that through that monitoring, we would be able to see a trend if McKinley Beach was getting deeper over time or there were different current actions taking place, that we would be able to react and make a project to address that specific need. We also do plan to groom McKinley Beach as we do our swimming beaches more than weekly so that it stays clean, level, and it's able for folks to safely use as they enter and exit the water.
Well, Sarah and Andrea, thank you both so much for speaking with me today and telling me more about McKinley Beach's reopening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sarah Toomson is the Principal Landscape Architect and Assistant Director of Planning at Milwaukee County Parks. Andrea Wallace is the Assistant Director of Recreation and Business Services, also for the park system. They spoke with Lake Effect's expert Nunez.